Hello everyone. What is up? How have you been? I'd like to start by thanking everyone who's left a new review for the podcast in the past couple of weeks. Thank you very much. It's much appreciated. And I'd like to ask you, if you've been a listener for a while and you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review either on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, or if you're a Google Podcast listener, that's great too. Thanks. Okay, so today I was looking at this website that we have here in the UK called Deliveroo at deliveroo.co.uk, because that's how the URLs go here in the UK, right? Like American websites, you have .com, and in the UK you have .co.uk, .co.uk. So this is the most famous service, I guess, or delivery service aggregator, I would say, in the UK. And it's this website where you register or you sign up. And depending on where you live, you have a choice of lots and lots of different restaurants. And it's very easy, obviously. It makes it very practical because you look at the list of restaurants. They're categorized by cuisine or type of food. And you can look at their menu and choose whatever you want. And then you pay on the spot using your credit card. And then because you have already signed up, the website has your address, right? So all you have to do is click go or pay. And when you finish your payment, you just wait until the delivery person gets to your place with your order. It's like super, super simple. And I know that in Brazil, there are a few services that do that as well. But here in the UK, I've been living here for 6 years, and Deliveroo is relatively new, because I don't remember seeing this or hearing about it 4 years ago. So now there's Deliveroo and there's Uber Eats as well, which is connected to Uber somehow. I've never used it, I don't think. But Deliveroo, I use it all the time. And it's really good. And the thing that I love about it is that not only you don't have to deal with cash, right? Which is the same as Uber. So with Deliveroo, you just use your credit card. And once you place the order, it's done. And the second thing that I love about it is that they tell you exactly where the restaurant is at in terms of progress in preparing your order. So you can see if the restaurant is still cooking your food or when they're done. And then this little app on the website tells you, okay, now the delivery person has just picked up your order. They just left the restaurant. They're heading over to your place. And then they show you a map. And it's this like dynamic map that actually shows the delivery person moving like on the streets. You know, it's pretty cool. You know exactly how far or how close they are. It's pretty cool. Like it's very, very convenient. And it makes it really easy. I mean, it makes it really easy. So tell me what it's like in Brazil, because I know that there are similar services in Brazil. I think there's a website called ifood.com.br. I don't know if that's just for São Paulo or if it's present in other cities as well. I don't know. But I'm looking here at a page from Deliveroo, which is for this restaurant called Gourmet Burger Kitchen, which has pretty nice hamburgers, and I've ordered from them in the past. They always have like meal deals. I mean, if you go to McDonald's, you know what a meal deal is, probably. It's when you buy three things. You buy a burger, you buy a side order of potato chips, which is what we call them in the UK. In the US, you would say French fries. And then you order a beverage and you get a discount. So that's a meal deal. And then they show me my recent orders. They show the specials of the day. And then beef, chicken, veggie and vegan. They have a section with veggie and vegan burgers, which is cool, obviously, if you're a vegan person. I mean, good for you. Okay, then they have the kids section with smaller burgers, fries and sides, sauces, milkshakes, soft drinks, and beer, of course. This website is amazing. It's got all kinds of restaurants. Pretty convenient, a lot of choice. I guess the downside is that it's so easy that you kind of run the risk of getting a bit lazy, right? And sort of not cooking from scratch every day, even if you have the time. What do you think? Give me your opinion. Let me know. tell me in the comments, and talk to you next time.